KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, let's check sports this morning. First, locally, the Atlantic Trojan boys tennis team will be competing in the state team tennis Final Four today. The 1A team finals being played at the Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines. Atlantic is the number 3 seed, and they'll play their semifinal match against number 2 seeded Maharshi Fairfield. The other semifinal is Dubuque Wallert facing number 4 seeded Boone. Wallert is the top seed. Play begins at 8:30 this morning for the semifinal matches, and then the state championship and the consolation final will be played after a one-hour break after the semifinals here today. Again, that's at Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines. Well, the Girls State Golf Championships get underway today at different locations. Class 1A, the tournament held at the American Legion course in Marshalltown. Griswold among the teams competing. And among the Griswold competitors, Matea Peters, Ronnie Hook, also Shelby Kaiser, Bree Carlisle, Jenna Reynolds, and Reagan Oakleaf will all be in action for trainer today. Others who are in the hunt for medalist honors, J.C. Antofer, a sophomore from Exira EHK, along with junior Kayla Chapman of Trainer and sophomore Sammy Jotty of Cam will all be in contention today. They'll be playing again in Marshalltown at the American Legion course in Class 1A. Class 2A tournament held at Lake Panorama National today. Kemper Catholic is among the teams participating. In addition to their participants, which include Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic, McKenna Ludwig, also Brittany Bruck, Eve Kankel, Mariah Neighborhouse, and Macy Ludwig, they'll all represent Kemper Catholic. Also in the hunt in the medalist competition, Madison Fear of Panorama and Gracie Brown of Clarinda. The Class 3A tourney is being held at the Coldwater Links in Ames today. Creston and Carroll will be among the teams competing. There'll also be several individuals competing, including a couple of Atlantic players. Alyssa Ginther, a junior, and Bailey Newell, also a junior, will represent Atlantic at the tournament. They're in the hunt for medalist honors, and they'll be in that competition here today. As we said, Creston and Carroll will both have full teams involved in that meet today as well. That's at Coldwater Links in Ames. The 4A meet doesn't have anybody locally involved. It'll be played at the Elmwood Country Club in Marshalltown. Action getting underway at 9 o'clock this morning in all of those classes for the first round of play. They'll play their second round of golf, of course, tomorrow at those same locations. In Major League Baseball action, Jonathan Villar and Christian Yelich homered while Ryan Braun had 3 hits, leading the Milwaukee Brewers to an 8-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Milwaukee starter Brent Suter allowed 3 runs in 5 innings, but hit a 2-run double in the 4th that helped Milwaukee to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee won for the 10th time in 12 games. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta over the New York Mets 4-3. The Chicago Cubs beat Pittsburgh 7-0. Arizona pounded Cincinnati 12-5. Miami down San Diego 7-2. The New York Mets over Atlanta 8-5. Colorado beat San Francisco in 10 innings 6-5. And it was the LA Dodgers beating Philadelphia 5-4. In the American League, Miguel Sano belted a 2-run homer, Eddie Rosario hit a 3-run double, and the Minnesota Twins snapped a 4-game skid with an 8-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Lance Lynn pitched 6 effective innings to win his second consecutive start after a dreadful stretch in his first season with the Twins. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Boston over Toronto 8-3. Houston beat the New York Yankees 5-1. Detroit over the LA Angels 9-3. Tampa Bay a 1-0 13-inning winner over the Oakland Athletics. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 9-6, and Seattle topping Texas by a final of 2-1. One interleague game saw Washington shut down Baltimore 6-0. Well, the 64 teams that make up the NCAA baseball tournaments were revealed yesterday. There are 16 regional hosts, which were announced on Sunday night, and that includes the ACC and the SEC, each with 4 host sites. The Big 12 and Pac-12 have 2 each. The AAC, the Atlantic Sun, the Big 10, and the Sun Belt each have 1 host team. Florida is the defending national champion. They got the number 1 overall seed, while 3 other SEC teams are among the top 8 seeds. And there are record-tying 10 schools overall coming from that SEC. Stanford, Oregon State, Ole Miss, Arkansas, North Carolina, Florida State, and Georgia are the other top 8 seeds in order. The 9 through 16 seeds include Texas Tech, Clemson, Stetson, East Carolina, Texas, Minnesota, Coastal Carolina, and North Carolina State. Now the Big Ten got four teams in the tournament. Minnesota is the number one seed in their region, and they'll play against UCLA, Gonzaga, and Canisius in the Super Regionals. Also, Indiana is the number two seed in their regional. Ohio State, the number three seed, and Purdue is the number two seed in their regional. The Big 12 has five teams in. Texas and Texas Tech are each number one seeds, while Baylor is a number two seed, and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State both are third seeded in their regionals. Now, regional play begins this Friday, June 1st, and continues through Monday, June 4th, and then Super Regionals will be held June 8th through the 11th. The College World Series will begin June 16th, and that'll be played again this year in Omaha. Well, the Vegas Golden Knights' incredible inaugural season isn't slowing down in the Stanley Cup Final. Thomas Nosek scored the tie-breaking goal midway through the third period, and the expansion Golden Knights open an improbable final with a thrilling 6-4 victory over the Washington Capitals last night. Marc-Andre Fleury made 24 saves in an occasionally shaky performance, but the three-time Stanley Cup winner's new teammates carried the goalie with a relentless outburst of offense. With its sellout crowd of hometown fans at deafening volume all night, Vegas put its usual speed and relentless on full display while overcoming a third-period deficit to win the opener of a match between two franchises seeking their first Stanley Cup titles. Braden Holtby stopped 28 shots for the Capitals, whose first Stanley Cup final game in 20 years was a defensive nightmare. The Game 1 winner has won the last six Cups and 61 of 78 overall. Game 2 is set for Wednesday in Las Vegas. Kevin Durant scored 34 points, and the Golden State Warriors are heading to their fourth NBA Finals after fighting back from another big deficit with a huge third quarter and beating the Houston Rockets 101-92 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals last night. Stephen Curry and the defending champions trailed by as many as 15 points in the first half after falling behind 17 in Game 6. Curry, who finished with 27 points, scored 14 of Golden State's 33 points in the third quarter as Houston's shooting didn't just go cold, it froze. The Rockets, playing without injured Chris Paul, missed all 14 three-point attempts in that quarter as part of 27 misses from long range. James Harden had 32 points for Houston. The Warriors will host the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1 of the finals on Thursday night in Oakland. In football news, the Iowa Hawkeyes have not changed their defensive look in 20 years, but the way they play has changed. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says depth on the defensive line is critical against the no-huddle, up-tempo offenses that are so common.
I think at times, you know, some guys could get worn out, and that's why we're looking to actually to make sure that we have more guys that can rotate in there. And one of the advantages of spring ball is you have an opportunity to go find out if they can do it. You know, we're not really sure, you know, but after the first, you know, couple of days, we were unsure. And then, hey, it looks like they are doing pretty good in there. That is an option that can happen. And obviously some kids can come in as freshmen and give us some more depth in there as we go along.
And with spring drills finished up, just a couple of more months before fall practices open up. Iowa State picked up a commitment from a defensive end out of Missouri. The 6'4", 245-pound Corey Suttle of Jefferson City, Missouri, is a 2019 prospect. He's ranked as a three-star by 24/7 Sports and the 21st-ranked player in Missouri, the 70th-ranked strong-side defensive end, and 973rd-ranked overall in the nation. Shuttle, who chose the Cyclones over offers from Wyoming and several other FCS schools, will be part of that 2019 class. Will Power earned just over $2.5 million for winning the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. The overall purse for the 33 drivers in Sunday's race was just a tad over $13 million. Power took the lead with four laps to go when Oriel Servia and Jack Harvey had to pit for fuel. The 37-year-old Australian held off pole winner Ed Carpenter over the final few laps to pick up that victory. Carpenter earned a little over $911,000 for his runner-up finish. Third-place finisher Scott Dixon earned $587,000+. Danica Patrick earned just over $208,000 in the final race of her career. She finished 30th after crashing in that race. And Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Justify has galloped to Churchill Downs in front of trainer Bob Baffert as the Triple Crown hopeful trains for the Belmont Stakes. Baffert arrived from Southern California to watch Justify gallop 1.5 miles on Monday. The trainer says the 3-year-old colt could breeze on Tuesday. That's a workout when Justify would easily run under a hold without encouragement from his exercise rider. Baffert says everything is going smoothly with Justify's training for the June 9th Belmont, and the colt is holding his weight despite his condensed racing schedule so far this spring. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom a call at Walnut Woodworks, 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.